Hello and welcome back to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And it is July 19th, 2019. Let's get into it. All right, going to take a quick moment to, I'm probably going to shout out my coworkers because we are getting as high tech as we could ever imagine, aren't we?
I suppose so.
Well, that is because we are in a different studio. Quote-unquote studio.
Uh-huh.
Yep, a.k.a. another bedroom of our apartment to be shut off.
Apartment?
Oh my gosh, home.
Thank you.
Home. Yeah, I couldn't imagine an apartment being this big.
No.
So another bedroom of our home.
Thank you.
And we're also using a fancy new microphone. So if it sounds a little better, which is the hopes behind all this...
Mm-hmm.
Then that is why. And we can thank our unofficial sponsors, my coworkers, who decided to pitch together and get us this wonderful mic set for my birthday, which was back in May, and I've just had a hard time hooking things up. I like to think I'm good with technology, but there are some things that slip through the crack. I'm not an AV kind of person.
Now, wait, let me get this straight. Are you sure it's because you had a hard time hooking it all up or just lazy?
It's a mixture this time, but I honestly had to Google things and figure things out.
Oh, you had to Google things. Get on the Googler.
Well, yeah, we were using the high-tech. We said those headsets for a while, but we found out that those were doomed to fail based on how we were using the iPhone's built-in mic, which, by the way, isn't that bad.
No.
It just doesn't isolate sounds, and it can be tingy, and it can distort the voice. Not that I'm going to sound that much better.
No.
You might sound a little better. People are going to get to hear how you really sound, but you already sounded good to begin with. You are the best part of this podcast.
Yeah, and yet you keep rambling over there.
I do keep rambling over there, but that's because I'm excited because I'm not going to get as much input. I mean, I'm going to answer some questions here, but you went and I got to let you do what waifu wants to do.
Yep.
You found some questions for us.
I did.
So the randomness is still there because you haven't shown me them.
No.
So I take your judgment at it, and besides, the place we got these cards is a Christian bookstore, so I trust that they aren't going to be too risque.
I don't know. My questions can be kind of risque sometimes.
Today's word is risque.
All right. So, moving forward. So
I'm having too much fun with the mic.
Okay. All right. Moving forward. So, first question of the episode is, what item of clothing in my wardrobe do you really like to see me wear?
So I feel like this one's designed more for you asking me.
No, I already know what item of clothing I like to see you wear.
Well, I know you have an answer. You saw these questions. This is the first time seeing them.
Uh-huh.
So are you asking me now or are you going first?
Well, I guess I'll go first. I'll give you time to think about
it. Okay, so let me ask as if I had asked the question. What item of clothing in my wardrobe do you really like to see me wear?
So, I know it's going to sound like really stupid, but honestly, one of the favorite things that you wear that I really like, it's just so simple, but I really like it. It's like this long sleeve brown shirt. It's kind of like knit looking, and it's got just like a couple of buttons in the front. No collar. And I don't know if you can picture like what shirt it is I'm talking about, but I really like that shirt on you. It just looks really good. The color complements you. I just really like that shirt.
Are you referring to the shirt that I roll the sleeves up on?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So I don't feel like I look that good with the puffy sleeves it feels like I have when I roll them up.
No, I like it. There's something about it that I really like.
Well, it's that certain style. I get compliments on that color too because it's hard to describe, especially, boy, we're testing our communication skills here because we're describing clothing, but it's one of those where it is brown, but it's got like traces of white in it too. That's why you say it's knit, right?
Yeah, it's like that like soft blanket material, like that knit, but I don't know. There's just
not a summer outfit.
No, definitely not a summer outfit, but like fall or like early spring kind of look.
And you like that. That's your favorite all the things?
Yeah, I really like that. I mean, yeah, you have all of the quick, witty t-shirts, you know, that I bought for you. But I mean, I really, although I will say I do have a good t-shirt coming up for our anniversary. I'm really proud of it.
Really? The last t-shirt you got me was pretty good for our anniversary.
No, I'm really pretty proud of this one.
So it's going to top, I've been married for 2 years and all I got was this t-shirt?
Yes.
See, I like that one because on the second anniversary, the gift is cotton. So the fact that you find a t-shirt that says that, that's made out of cotton, I think that makes it even like double meaning and awesome.
Well, see, I got you the leather gift already, but when I saw this shirt, I'm like, yes. Like,
is it an anniversary joke?
No, not an anniversary joke, but you will appreciate the pun.
I am a very punny individual.
I am, and you, I am too. And I'm quite proud of some puns that I got off at work yesterday. I didn't tell you about those yet, but they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah. Nice. So my quick-witted t-shirts, I mean, we went to another amusement park the other day. Shows that I have gotten better because she's going to more now. But we were getting compliments on my shirt that says horror flick. And it's two chickens watching another chicken in a rotisserie oven.
Thank you.
I said microwave before, folks, and it was not a microwave. But I got lots of compliments on that one. It's one you don't like because there's a hole in it.
Well, that's why we need to fix the hole.
There's a lot of things we need to fix about me. The hole is at the bottom of the list, but it is on the list nonetheless.
I don't know.
So is it my turn to answer for you what I like to see on you?
Yes.
All right. So what item of clothing in your wardrobe do I really like to see you wear? So there's a couple that are, I guess, specific here, but all in all, I really like what you wear for church usually. You wear those nice, like, striped shirts, the black and white striped shirt, and it's very silky smooth, like, thin material, which is probably why you're always complaining about being cold in church.
Well, I mean, either that or the fans are always on. I'm not a fan of the fans.
You're not a fan of the fans. But anything you usually wear at church, for some reason, that I really enjoy, probably the field material and how it looks. I really am a sucker for any shirt that's got the sleeves cut out on the shoulder for some reason. I don't know why.
Maybe it's because it's risque showing the shoulders.
Risque. Well, there's that, and I will tell you my favorite shirt style. It's hard to describe again. But I think you own one. Not too many, but you own one. But one of my favorite shirt styles, for what little I know about women's fashion, which actually, sadly enough, I know more than I ever should about women's fashion. Anyways, it's a shirt that it hugs the torso really tight, but then it fans out at the end. Do you know what shirts I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You have like one.
Yeah.
You don't wear it too often. But for some reason, that's really nice because I think it shows off your figure and then it like jets out at the end. So it's kind of like, it's just fancy. I think it's red. The one you have is red. Maybe I'm wrong.
Is it that one? Or I know I might have two of them because I think I wore one for my birthday 1 year. This was like before we got engaged. I think I wore it.
Okay. Yes, so I'm a sucker. That's as far as shirts go. I'm a sucker for that one and the one with the sleeves out of it at the top. I still like that you still have sleeves like down by your elbows, but the ones with the shoulders cut out is nice. Mm-hmm. And then as far as you stuck with shirts, for guys, I don't know if there's really one pant. Well, depends on what you're working with, whether the pant makes a difference. I'll let you answer that one if you would like about me. But I have my answer for you.
See, I can't picture you ever like wearing skinny jeans or something like that. I really can't picture that. That would actually be
nothing
funny.
About me is slim fit, unfortunately, anymore.
Let's see. As far as like pants go, I feel like I've seen you one too many times in Dockers, but that's because that's all we had to wear at like school. So Dockers are out for me.
Dockers are gone. But khakis.
Yeah.
What about my cargo-y shorts? You like those for other reasons.
I do, because they come in handy when we're at parks, because you just stuff everything in there.
Because we... Oh, okay. Well, risque.
What? It's where your mind is taking it, okay? I was talking about putting your glasses in it, putting keys in it, to lockers.
Well, yeah, because we're talking about fashion, and everyone knows that women's fashion is not conducive if you like to store things on your person. But that's why you have purses.
Yeah, that's true.
Pockets are not one of yours. So the fact that I can have, you know, when an average cargo pants or cargo shorts, I can have enough pockets for you and me and then some.
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there are a couple of pairs of jeans that you have that really just fit nicely. Like, some of them are a little bit looser, but like there's a couple that actually just fit you really nicely.
What about my new black jeans?
Eh.
Oh, I love those things. Okay, so then on you for pants.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you got the short jeans on. Those are nice. Mm-hmm. I know you don't like to wear those too often.
No.
But maybe that's why, because I don't get to see them too often. I learn to like them even more. But for you, I'm going to have to say, yoga pants is usually, I mean, that's one you wear a lot, but you do have a couple pairs of jeans that hug you just right. You do have a couple pair. Have we rambled on about clothing enough?
I think so.
We are 11 minutes and some change in, so this, if you have other questions.
This was supposed to be a quick one. Let's see.
Risque.
Okay, are you done? That'll be like your new trigger word. Like, how many times has he said that? Like, when we first started doing it, you were talking about drilling down and high-level overview.
High-level overview, drill down.
Yep, exactly.
I think we've gotten better as we've gotten the technology.
Well, that, and you still say folks a lot. You say it out in public.
Moving on.
Okay. So, let's see. Question, what are two of your all-time favorite movies or books?
What are two of my favorite? Well, didn't I answer the last one last, so wouldn't it be your turn?
We've been kind of bouncing back and forth.
Okay. Well, do you want me to answer this, or you want to answer it?
No, you can answer it.
All right, so my two all-time favorite movies or books.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do one of each.
Okay.
So, movies is going to be, because books is going to be a lot shorter because I must be illiterate. That's another topic. Anyway, movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know the answer. Let's play the couples game. Dun, dun. What's my favorite movie? It's quizzing Sarah what she can write down.
I don't know.
Those can't see, but I'm giving her the look. Like, seriously? This is inconceivable.
Oh, yes. The Princess Bride.
Yeah, that you don't know. It's inconceivable. I don't think you know what you're using that word right.
Didn't we watch that on our honeymoon?
Probably. But yes, The Princess Bride. I think it's got... It's not so Monty Python-esque that it's got the... What do I want to say? It's too slapsticky, even though I introduced Monty Python and the Holy Grail to you, and you enjoyed it a little bit. Just a little bit. But you like The Princess Bride more.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's got everything, as they say. Romance, action, drama. Yes, The Princess Bride. It's a very classic movie. I've seen it many times, but it still makes you laugh. And it's just all around a good movie. And that is my favorite. I think it encompasses me as a person because I'm very lighthearted. But yeah. I can have some serious moments. So that's my movie. Are we doing some more back and forth where you're going to answer now?
All right. I will do a movie. And I think one of my all-time favorite movies, because I can watch it anytime, is, and this might surprise you, but I really like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, that is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Are you saying it's going to surprise me or our audience?
Well, I think you, because I probably could have went in a lot of different directions with movies. I mean, I rewatch a lot of movies.
You like chocolate. And you play the Willy Wonka coin pusher whenever you get a
I
chance.
I know, but like...
So I knew this was coming.
I know that, but like, you really
Thank you for not quizzing me, though.
But you think a lot about, like, current movies and how those might be your favorite. But there's just something, like, so special about having watched that movie when I was growing up that it just kind of takes me back. More nostalgic for me.
Well, I know some people that's their go-to movie for when they're sick or when they're down. Like, like that they use it as a reason to be excited for something that might not be so enjoyable, like being sick. So it's a lot of people's favorite movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder classic.
Yes.
So that's your movie.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to jump into book or am I going to jump into book?
You're going to jump into book.
All right. So favorite book. And this is easier probably because the list is smaller. Though I'm not a cinephile. I will never claim to be one. Because that is just not who I am. I am bad with actors' names and I'm bad with movies.
Mm-hmm.
I make a lot of people mad with how little I know about movies. But books go. I always had a fond spot for, it's not an advanced book. It's not a hard book to comprehend.
Green Eggs and Ham?
No, but I am Sam I Am.
And
Green Eggs and Ham are meh. Anyway, it was a good guess. My favorite book is going to be Call of the Wild.
Ah.
And you should like that book because it's about a pupper.
Yes.
Have you read the book?
No.
Oh. It's a Jack London classic. We're going to go public radio on this thing. It's a Jack London classic about a dog who overcomes adversity and becomes the head of the wolf pack.
Ah.
Yes, that's a very easy book to read. For any age, really, because it's just got everything you want. It's got the action. It's got the pupper,
mm-hmm.
which we all need a good pupper in our stories.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Call of the Wild. So what's yours?
Well, I feel like I'm probably going to get some flack for this just because this is definitely a newer book. No, it's not Twilight. Leave me alone.
Is this going to be risque?
No!
Oh, I thought it was going to be a certain number hues color.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not that. No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is a book that I actually, I read in high school, and I could honestly still to this day pick it up and read it. It's The Host by Stephanie Meyer. Yes, she is the author of Twilight, but this is another, style of book that she did, where idea of, you know, another alien race kind of taking over humanity, almost like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But yeah, I guess it kind of is like that in a sense. But I mean, you come to find out that in this book, this soul is put into this body, and come to find out the soul doesn't just pass on, and she's fighting the fact that she has this alien host living in her. And she's bound and determined to get back to the man that she loves and her brother. And it's just, I personally like the book, honestly. The movie, in my opinion, kind of bombed expectations, but what can you do?
When was the last time you asked somebody who read the book that the movie did not bomb?
I know, but sadly I had high expectations for it, and I should have known better going into it.
You know, I got a pick on you about that. You sound like that person who's like, well, I read the book and they left out this, this, and this.
I know. That's why I just admitted it, okay?
It's fair. I just know that's a wonderful cliche. All right. So that was two questions. You showed, you didn't show me what they were. All I saw was that there's four cards here.
Okay. Well, yeah, but we don't have to do them all tonight. But the other one.
And we're only 18 minutes in. I think people might be enjoying the risque.
Okay, content. Enough of that word. Okay, thank you.
Make sure you're near the mic when you say these things.
I think I'm yelling loud enough they hear me.
Okay.
Okay, so back to clothing and wardrobe.
Oh, we're bouncing back and forth.
Yes, well, the other one really doesn't have anything to do with books or movies, though. I just thought this was interesting because I already know what item that I have that I will probably never wear again. But I thought it was one of the coolest items in my wardrobe at the time. But today I'm not sure I'd even wear it to a costume party. What is it?
Are we supposed to guess for each other?
Yes.
Wait.
We can just talk about it.
You got me trying to keep along here. You talked about this reading thing, not my forte. I thought it was one of the coolest items in my wardrobe at the time, but today I'm not sure I'd even wear it to a costume party. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we're supposed to guess for each other.
Yeah, but I would never guess anything in your wardrobe.
Have I seen you in this?
No, probably not. So I think I stopped wearing it, like, when we got together.
Hmm. Must be it didn't fit the campaigning phase we've talked about before.
Well, no, I really think it would have. I think you would have been okay with it, but I mean, I kind of like grew out of it, I guess. I still have it.
Oh boy, I might have to see it.
It's not clothing.
But it says art item in my wardrobe.
Yeah, wardrobe or accessories too.
Well then, if I've never seen it on you, what is it?
Exactly. So it's kind of a two-part thing. It is so back in the day, and even still partially today, I've always been into anime. So I had...
Oh, the headband?
Well, I had the headband. I still have it. But the other thing that I have is a necklace with the pendant in the shape of the Leaf Village from Naruto.
Oh.
I wore that thing all the time. All the time.
You wouldn't even wear that to a costume party?
Nah, probably not. No, I'd go for an actual outfit. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have nothing to be ashamed of with that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we both like where that comes from.
True. I'm just talking about, like, I try to keep my nerdiness on the inside.
I have no shame.
I know you don't.
I'm perfectly all right with being risque.
Stop.
But you know what? If I'm going to get accused of using trigger words, I'm going to purposely say them. It's better that way than me just saying them subconsciously.
Okay, moving on.
Well, I'm thinking of a couple things. I have a lot of items that I probably should never wear. As we just discussed, I have ones with holes in them.
Yeah.
But something I thought at the time was one of the coolest items, but now I probably want to wear... See, I'm not a bashful person.
Let me ask you this, because I know there was a picture of you on Facebook with it. Would you still wear the Elmo hoodie?
Yes. Yes, I would wear the Elmo hoodie. That was a classic. That was also when I was losing a lot of weight. It was awesome. Yes, I would wear the Elmo hoodie. I'd wear an Elmo hoodie with Cookie Monster pajamas if I could. I never did the Cookie Monster. Yes, I would wear the Elmo hoodie. The only thing that comes to my mind is what is like completely tool-y is the South Pole shirt I used to own.
Oh, yeah.
With the like bejeweled, you know, I mean, everyone knows what South Pole, the brand is. It's like Tap Out.
Yeah.
It's the cool white urban kids wear it.
Wait, don't you also have like a sport jacket that's kind of got like the design on it in the closet still?
The sports? Yes. Okay, that one's like... pushing it. Where would I wear that? That would have to be any... So yes, I have a navy blue
like
sports
coat. Crushed velvet, too.
Crushed velvet, yes. Sports coat that I thought was the cool... I did think that was cool. I would probably still wear it, though, if it fit. I'm not a bashful person. I can turn anything into a conversation piece. Hey, folks, attention's attention, even if it's bad attention.
Oh, see, there he goes with the folks again.
See? And I got attention for it.
Hmm.
So, yes, I would say you're good with the Elmo hoodie, but I would still wear it. And I probably would still wear the South Pole shirt. And I would still wear, if the opportunity presented itself, the crushed velvet sports coat.
Right.
So, I have no shame. We got time for other questions. We spent the most on that first one, but now we're kind of rapid firing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had another one, because you showed me four cards.
Yeah, but I don't know where it went.
Was it on the back of one of these? Because you brought so many.
No, I don't know.
Is it that one?
Oh, I think so.
All right.
So, what is one of your favorite stories that your parents tell about you?
Favorite?
Yes.
Now, this one should be least favorite because I think that's where the conversation gets fun. And my parents actually listen to this podcast. So.
Okay, fine. Least favorite.
We'll do both.
All right.
We'll do both. Am I going again first?
Yes.
I do have torn feelings about one thing. My nickname that my parents came up with me for me.
Oh.
You want to tell everyone?
Samueli?
Samueli, yes. I'm torn on that one to this day. Because apparently, this is the masculine thing to say, apparently I liked the movie Cinderella growing up. You knew that's where it came from.
No, I really didn't.
Yes, apparently I liked that growing up. That's which funny. Is funny because you do like that movie still.
I do, of course.
But
I
it's
do.
Okay for you because it's more of a girl type fantasy. But, well, now I have one of my coworkers who calls me Gus Gus.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is really funny.
I think I'd rather have the Samueli than the Gus Gus just because I'd rather be just play off the name of Cinderella than the mouse that shirt can't fit. Yeah. If you're listening out there, you know who you are who's come up with this. It's actually his fiance that came up with it. Oh, I'm so sorry. He's going to get mad at me if he does listen. His now wife. We need to have them as guest stars someday and we can bring up the Gus Gus.
Yep.
So I'm not a fan of that name, the Samueli. But as far as stories they tell about me that I do like... Ooh. Okay, I did one that I least like. You go next. Well, I think. Either like or least like.
I don't know, because do my parents really tell stories about me?
Well, I'm kind of starting to think about that. Do my parents talk about me? But
not really. I mean, there's not a whole lot of stories that my parents have told about me. I mean, other than the fact that when I was little and had to go to the potty, I'd go run behind the chair when I was still, you know, in diapers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about it, because that's just more embarrassing than anything.
Right. Do they tell people, or do they just do things with you? To you.
Yeah.
Because every parent tells the baby stories.
Yeah, that's true.
And growing up. But the Samueli, that was spread around our wedding. So. That was told to people. I still have coworkers that still call me that, and I'm like, listen.
Oh, well, wait, you know, there is a story about how I cut my mom on accident trying to put the knife in the sink as she was moving her hand. Yeah, that just makes me sound like a horrible person.
There's something she tells people?
Yes!
That you cut her?
Yes!
Boy.
I know, I'm a violent person, apparently.
Note to self, hide cutlery from Sarah.
Well, you know, we do have some pretty big knives.
We do. You got a knife block. Now I need to rethink things. let's see. Things that they've tell that I like. That was the original question, right?
Yes.
Things that they tell about me that I like. Well, they never really say anything bad. Just the Samueli thing's kind of embarrassing. Things that they say that about me that I enjoy. Well, I think anytime they tout you up for something like, you know, my son went to Liberty and my son got a degree in this, that, or whatever. And that my son played for this team down in college. Those kinds of stories. I think most of my positives comes from the fact of where I went to school and where I was fortunate enough to go to school. As far as the positive, because they'll say, you know, Samuel got to go to Liberty. Samuel got to see such a beautiful campus. Samuel got to play for the Liberty University disc golf team. So most of the positive stories come from there. And I enjoy that because it makes me reminisce as well about things I got to do down there.
Mm-hmm. I think my more positives, like you, come from more like school time. But mine is like high school when I was doing like science fair and language arts and that kind of stuff. You know, my ability to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you got to go to Houghton and Davis College and all those places.
Well, also the other thing that like I know I say like a lot, but one thing that my parents have said is when it comes to like planting flowers, like I'll go over to their house and put like flowers in and put like arrangements together for like their house.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they appreciate that, and they say I do a good job with that. Nice. So I do like that.
Nice. Well, I know that your mom enjoys you putting flowers together for her.
Yeah, I do like it too. It's just, it's kind of therapeutic in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing and matching all the different flowers and different types together. I really do like that.
Well, you're good at it. Somebody needs to have a green thumb around here. I have lots of colors on my hands, but, you know, green is not one of them. Well, if it looks a little choppy as we touted out our new studio, we're finding out that there is a limit to how much it lets us ramble. And apparently that limit is 30 minutes, at least in the current one we are using for the Anchor app. That's fine. It keeps us on track, so we might have to separate this into parts. But that might be our cue, love. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for us? I think we covered a lot. We covered what clothing we like on each other, what clothing we would never wear again, even though I'm not bashful. What else did we cover?
Movies, books. And stories
about what parents tell about us, good and bad. Mm-hmm. But that's the name of the show, Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I love her. I'm told she loves me. And together, we are happy.
Okay, you can stop with the creepy smile now.
Oh yeah, no one else can see that. Well then, if you have no parting words of wisdom.
I don't think so.
We can end this. Hopefully the audio sounds semi-decent. You can let us know. Give us suggestions. We got our first voice message the other day from other podcasters. Send us a voicemail if you're using the Anchor app. Otherwise, you can send us an email to marriagegbf@gmail.com. That's marriagegbf@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear, or you want to torture somebody you love or don't like at all, share this episode with them by saying, check out Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny on their favorite podcasting app. Shameless plug over, Sarah?
Yep.
All right. One of these days, I'll get you to do a shameless plug.
Oh, but you do them so well because you have no shame.
I have no shame. And that's why I like things risque.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That's it for this week. This is Samuel Pitcher.
And Sarah Pitcher.
And you've been listening to Marriage, the Good,
the Bad,
the Funny. Till next time, bye-bye.
Bye.